The DA is concerned that with only 2 weeks to go before schools reopen, there is still a lot of concerns regarding school readiness in the provinces that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education visited during its oversight to KZN, the Eastern Cape and Gauteng this week. The reality is that the department had the whole of December holiday and extra 2 weeks to address any issues regarding the safe reopening of schools in provinces. Many of the schools do not have proper access to water and sanitation. The world is suffering at the hands of a pandemic, and the learners and personnel don't have access to a basic human right that is also their first line of defense against COVID-19. Infrastructure development at schools are woefully inadequate, with many classrooms built with dangerous material like asbestos and mud. The Department of Environmental Affairs has closed some of these schools simply because they are not safe for learning. Schools are not able to validate the quality of PPE they receive, therefore putting learners and personnel at risk of infection. Schools have been the target of those venting their frustration and anger at government. Many schools have been left in such despair that it cannot be used at all or left with damage, limiting the safe space in which learners can congregate to receive learning. The department is also failing to simply allocate a security guard in some schools, with ridiculous and poor excuses to perform the simple function, yet over 400 schools have been vandalized and 62 disasters have occurred just across these three provinces. 120,000 eligible learners for learner transport have been left to walk or drop out. Adding to this is the poor access roads in some of these schools. The Minister of Basic Education, Angie Motshekga, needs to put the needs of learners first, and that includes building an environment that makes them eager to learn and succeed and also ensures safety. The DA does, however, believe that schools should only open if they are able to do so safely, and that it is the department's mandate to ensure that relevant quality education for learners in South Africa, and keeping schools from reopening is only against this mandate. They only have 1 week to step in and fix this. The DA will continue to monitor the situation on the ground and will perform another round of oversight visits once schools reopen.